And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
From our gospel lesson, John chapter 10, verses 2 through 4, the words of Jesus. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The sheep and the shepherd. Now, I've always thought it interesting that in Scripture, you and I are compared to sheep. Yet, in studying Scripture and studying sheep, one soon understands why. The comparisons are amazing. To name a few, sheep are dumb, and so are we. Sheep can be very skittish and are very easily frightened, and so are people. Sheep are very dependent, and so are we. If sheep fall flat on their back, a calf sheep, they're helpless and will die unless someone helps them. Same with us, spiritually speaking. And sheep have a tendency to stray, to wander, and so do we. The Bible says, Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him, on Christ, the iniquity of us all. In the nursery rhyme, Little Bo Peep, we have the words, Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. No, they won't. They're not coming home. They're not coming home, wagging their tails behind them. They're lost. Sheep do not go looking for the shepherd. It's the other way around. The shepherd goes looking for the sheep. And that's what Luke 15 is all about. The shepherd goes out looking for that lost sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And he calls all of his friends and his neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." In today's text, we read, "He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." And then a little bit later in today's gospel reading, we read verse 9, Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus is the door. He is the gate. He is the entrance of the sheep. And he is the shepherd, the good shepherd. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. And then the Bible says he calls his own sheep by name. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus, the good shepherd, calls you by name. He knows you by name. And Jesus knows all about you. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me," says Jesus. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he has brought all of his own out, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And you can almost picture that on the front of your bulletin for today. Many years ago, a group of people had gathered at the home of a friend for an evening of food and fellowship. And among them that night was a popular actor of the day. During the course of the evening, the actor was asked to give a reading, and he obliged by reading the 23rd Psalm. All were impressed by his deep, rich voice, his clear enunciation, and the rhythmic rise and fall of the well-measured tones as they came from his lips. Here indeed was an artist. After he had finished, the group asked an elderly man if he wanted to read the psalm. Timidly, the old man declined, but he did ask permission to explain some of the verses, both against their historical and geographical background and in light of their New Testament fulfillment in Jesus, the Good Shepherd. As the old man expounded on this beautiful psalm, he became more and more absorbed in its message, completely forgetting himself in the process. And at the end, he had quoted the entire psalm as the humble confession of his believing heart. Especially moving was the confidence with which he repeated the words, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The light of faith shone in his eyes as he concluded, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." A hush fell over the group as the elderly man sat down. There had been a difference in the two readings of which they were all aware. And yet, just what was the difference? Later that evening, one individual had put his finger on the difference when he was heard to say, "The actor knew the shepherd's psalm, but the old man knew the shepherd." The actor knew the shepherd's psalm, but the old man knew the shepherd. Jesus says to you and me, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." And Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep, and besides me there is no other." Hear his voice as he calls to you through his word. Hear his voice as he calls you by name. Hear his voice as he calls you this day to repentance and to faith in him. And now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, forever and ever and ever.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.